Welcome to Changing the Conversation with Punch TV Studios. Tune in as we discuss the Punch TV Studios IPO, funding for your film, acting in film and television, new affiliate stations, and all things Punch TV Studios. Meet the stars of your favorite Punch TV Studios film and television shows and find out how you can be a part of the company that is revolutionizing television. Join the conversation at 657-383-1974. And now your host, Punch TV Studios CEO, Joseph Collins.
Well, good evening, everyone. Good evening, everyone. Tonight is another fabulous night. I must say that I've been literally working all day long. And it's just been amazing. I'm in Jacksonville, Florida. And Jacksonville, Florida is actually quite a wonderful, wonderful place. And guess what I discovered in Jacksonville, Florida? You won't believe it.
What did you discover?
Hi, that's the Sharifa. She's our co-host and our producer. I'm going to tell you what I discovered in Jacksonville, Florida today.
What did you discover
in Jacksonville, Florida today. This is just something I discovered, and I'm just going to share with you. Are you ready to hear what I discovered in Jacksonville, Florida today? Yes, no, yes, ready, yes. What I discovered in Jacksonville, Florida, is that you could purchase a three-bedroom, one-bath home for $5,000.
Can you buy me one? Can you buy me one?
I was like, you could purchase, again, let me tell you, you could purchase a three-bedroom, one-bath home for $5,000. Is that not amazing or what? And you could probably come out here, purchase a nice home, and probably live like a king or a queen here in Jacksonville, Florida. It's absolutely amazing. And I was also online, and I mean, that was just a real, you know, kind of like, I don't want to say the word low-end house. I'm just saying that it was just a house. I'm not trying to give the quality of the house or anything, but nevertheless, it was a house. And you can get the house for $5,000. It was so tempting, I really wanted to buy the house. It was just so tempting. You know, it was just too tempting not to buy the house, I'm just telling you. And although I didn't, but it was just very, very tempting. So I went online, and I wanted to see how many other houses I could find for $5,000. In Jacksonville, Florida. And guess what? They have quite a few homes that you could literally purchase for $5,000. I was just really amazed. And they had quite a few homes that you could purchase for $20,000. You may have to put a little work into it or whatever, but come to Jacksonville with $20,000 and own your own house, paid for, free and clear. And if anybody knows anything about me, you know I like paid for. There's nothing more better than the beautiful words of payphone. One word. You could sit with me, Sharifa. It's one word, payphone. That's my word. I made it up. Payphone. There's nothing like payphone. Because when it's payphone, can't nobody repossess it. Yo, stuffo. Because it's payphone.
Did you get down there and find me a house?
I was not technically looking for houses. I was actually looking for offices here in Jacksonville, and I found the houses because we have a TV station here in Jacksonville, Florida. We have a TV station here, and it's on 24 hours, 7 days a week. And with that TV station, We broadcast 24 hours, 7 days a week. And with that TV station, we're setting it up where we can do local advertising in the station. So I was also wanted to have an office here in Jacksonville, Florida, to sell ads on our TV station. And I thought it was, you know, not bad at all. And so I'm looking for offices here. And I think I may have put my hand on something or two, which I think was just excellent. I like ownership, and I like what we're doing right now, building out our network and building out the basis of our company. And I think it's just completely and totally awesome. So we're selling stock in our company at $1 a share in Punch TV Studios. You could be part owner of this phenomenal company, Punch TV Studios. And I think that for $1, you could become a part owner, and we're going to grow an amazing company. We're going to be a multi-billion-dollar company in a very relatively short period of time. But as an investor, you get to be a part of that growth. You get to be a part of that. And so I'm just really jazzed, and I am really, really excited. So what's been going on in your day today? What's happening in your world?
It's been really, I say the same thing every day, I guess. It's just been so busy with so many different calls and people who are asking still. I get the same question every day about the IPO, which is number one question, what is the ticker symbol? And I answer that question, then somebody comes back, what is the ticker symbol? So I've been just answering a lot of the I copy and paste the answer at this point. Is we are in the IPO phase. 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 We will not have a ticker symbol until we are trading on an exchange. You are getting in prior to us trading on the market.
That's right.
So just give us your money. No, I'm just kidding. just invest.
You don't want to change. Just invest. Just become an investor.
Become a part owner.
The question I get a lot is that people don't really understand that you are actually a part owner of the company. When you are a stockholder in the company, you are a part owner of the company, which is cool. I think that's really cool. And a lot of people really don't understand that. So you're not just making an investment, you're buying ownership in Punch TV Studios, and we need more ownership. We need more things that we own. We need more things that we have and possess and not have bills against. When you buy your stock, you're not buying a bill. You're actually investing in a company. And we're out here making it happen for Punch TV Studios and for our company right now. And I think it's pretty cool. Now, I've been on the bookie, and I guess people are on the bookie as well. Quite a few people are on the bookie now. I'm seeing different things, print videos and different things like that on the bookie. And I think that that's really, really cool. And I think it's super-duper exciting. And I'm happy that that's taking place and that it's happening. And so it's pretty cool, pretty cool, pretty cool. So I want to tell everybody.
I thought it was pretty cool as well.
Isn't that pretty cool to see, like, a lot of, like, people just, like.
In a bookie.
Like, doing a bookie, you know what I mean?
Right. But, we're following the journey of a bottle of youth. And they're traveling across country. And now they're sending these little shout-out videos, and I thought that was kind of cool because we saw the pictures the other day of the Punch TV Studios and the dude with the bookie on their car.
I'm looking at this right now. Now they've got the photos here. Oh, it's a photo. Okay, I thought it was a video. Now they can upload their videos. You got to let them know they can upload their videos directly to Punch TV Studios. I mean, directly to... directly to Nabuki. And that's pretty cool. So I just pulled up one of their videos right now. I thought it was a video, but it looked like a picture with music. So I'm not sure if that's media or whatever. But nevertheless, it's pretty cool. And now we've got D&D Henry.
Traveling the country.
Traveling the country, telling people about Punch TV Studios. what a cool couple. What a really, really cool couple. And what a smart thing to do. And I'm really excited. I'm really excited. I'm really, 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 truly, truly excited. And of course, you know, I'm ready to get back to California now. I'm just going to tell you, I've been on the road for almost a month. It's almost been a month now. And I am so ready to get back to California. Yes, it's been almost that long. By the time I get back next week, I would have been on the road for about a month. And I'm telling you, I am so ready to get back to California now and get back to normal, because this is really, really abnormal. People think it's really glamorous and stuff when you're on the road, but you're away from home. You're away from the people you love. You know, you're away from work.
The Sharifa.
From the Sharifa, right, exactly. You're just away. And it's kind of tough. It's kind of really, really tough. It's kind of really, really, really tough. So I really look forward to getting back to California. So I hope California is ready for me. I'm really hoping that California is ready for me when I come back. But I'm telling you, I'm loving the prices of homes here in Jacksonville, Florida. I took a look at another house here in Jacksonville, Florida. I'm just going to tell you this. I was just looking since I was looking for offices, but I just saw this other house. This house was absolutely amazing. It was like 6,000 square feet, only $600,000. I'm like, oh, my God. 300,000 square feet, only $600,000. You can't even beat that with an ugly steak. I'm just saying. So I think that I'm really loving places away from California, because, you know, a 6,000 square foot house in California is going to run you $1 million to $2 million easily, if not more, $2.4 million, depending on where it is in Southern California. It's going to be super expensive. So let's take a quick break right now. Then let's get our guest on the line. I feel like I'm just kind of rambling right now. I don't know why I feel like I'm rambling right now, but I'm really happy. I'm really, really, really happy. But I can't wait to get back to California. What do you think, Sharifa? Do you think the people are ready for me to come back to California?
The people want our CEO back in California.
Yeah, I want to get back to California. I just can't wait to get back to California. And I just can't wait. I'm just ready to get back to California, get back to work, and get back to doing what I do. But I'm out here on the road, and we're building an amazing company. And it's just really, really cool. Really, really cool. Really, really cool. And so let's take a quick break, and I'm going to tell you about the problem that I'm having with the TV station here. We had a big problem today. I was switching over the equipment. And as I was switching over the equipment, somehow the whole station went down. And, oh, my God, I spent the whole afternoon, something that should have just taken like a few minutes to do. I literally spent the whole afternoon trying to bring up our station back up in Jacksonville, Florida. The whole station just went completely down. And since I tested last, everybody's looking at me as if I did something wrong. But I'm sure it was not me. I'm sure it's not. So in the morning now, I had to call out an engineer to come out and help me to bring the station up. So we're going to need an engineer, have an engineer coming out in the morning to help me bring the station back up, because I don't even know what happened in bringing it down. And this is how it goes sometimes when you're out here. You think something is going to go really, really quick, and you think you could be on your way back, and all of a sudden you've got a problem, and it's a pretty, pretty substantial problem. And so we're going to get it fixed tomorrow, hopefully, and get our station back on the air in the morning sometime around 9 o'clock. So to those people who are in Jacksonville, Florida, and you watch Punch TV on a regular basis, and I've been all over here, and people are saying, hey, I watch the station all on a regular basis. We're sorry for the inconvenience, but sometime tomorrow, we're going to have our station back up and running, and it's going to be better and better than ever. So let's take a quick break, and we'll be back with more of the Punch TV Studios radio show.
CEO Joseph Collins and Punch TV Studios have been broadcasting for the last 8 years. And for the last 2 years, Punch TV Studios has been producing TV shows and movies for license to major studios and TV networks all over the world. You can purchase your IPO stocks today for only $1 per share as they near their fourth quarter deadline. You could be a part of history as Punch TV Studios vies to be the first African-American owned company on the New York Stock Exchange. Join the Punch TV movement and be part owner for only $1 per share. That's $1 per share. Don't delay, because there is a limited amount of stock for a limited amount of time. So call them today at 310-419-5914. 310-419-5914. That's 310-419-5914. For more information, you can visit them online at punchtvstudios.com. That's punchtvstudios.com.
Are you an actor looking for your next role? Are you looking to audition to be cast in the next Hollywood project? One amazing way to do this is to work with Punch TV Studios, making movies and making magic. Join the actors group at Nabuki.com to find out about upcoming film projects and opportunities. It's a great place to network. Do you, Nabuki?
Do you, Nabuki?
Yes, sir, I do. Yes, I do.
I Nabuki, too. I ain't gonna lie. I'm Nabuki, girl. I get my Nabuki
on and on and on and on.
I get my Nabuki on. So tonight, I just don't feel like being conservative. I'm going to just tell you. Tonight, I feel like letting my hair down. And
tonight.
Yeah, just tonight.
As
like
opposed to every other night.
No, just tonight. I feel like letting my hair down, and I feel like letting it all hang out. So tonight,
well, don't let
it
all hang out.
All
be on your best
show.
Behavior.
Tonight's going to be the letting it all hang out show. So who do we have in the punch bowl tonight, Truth?
We have several special guests in the punch bowl tonight, and we're going to start with Mr. Anthony Miller. Are you with us, Mr. Miller?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, how are you
me?
This evening?
I'm doing extremely well. And yourself?
We are excellent. Thank you for joining us in the Punch Bowl.
So
thank you for having me back.
So what brings you to the Punch Bowl tonight, Mr. Miller?
Well, back again to talk about what you guys are doing and just give you a little bit of my history as well. And I hope investors get excited about what you're doing, because I think it's a great work.
Oh, cool. Well, go ahead and help. Preach, brother, preach. Tonight is the let your hair down night. We're letting it all hang out tonight. Tonight is the let it all hang out night. Since I'm stuck in Jacksonville, Florida, 3,000 miles away from California, something like that, we're just letting it all hang out tonight.
That is great. Well, letting it all hang out, I guess you could do, one of my companies we're doing is cannabis. So I guess letting your hair out, you could use some cannabis and let your hair hang down, hang out as well, I guess, you know.
No, me and cannabis, we don't work. I cannot use cannabis. I am so electrified.
But, you know, the issue, I think a lot of people look at it from the point of just the psychoactive part of it, the getting high. But, you know, the topicals, you know, we've had people who've had migraines, we have people with post-traumatic stress disorder, people who have, you know, pain, back pain, joint pain, a wide range of ailments, cancer, that all have found results and positive results from that product. It's not just, I guess everybody just thinks that if you're doing anything in that sector, it has to be that you're slinging weed. But it's not really, there's a lot of other benefits that these products have as well.
Well, no, I have heard of that in terms of relief for cancer, for people who are suffering from that, and pain relief and those kinds of things. Yeah, no, totally. Now, are you invested in one of those companies now?
Yeah. I mean, there's a number of companies out there doing a lot of different things, and a lot of those things are there. I mean, I remember about 5 years ago, I had a friend of mine, and she was having a migraine, and someone gave her some, and she said her migraines usually last a couple of days, and then, you know, 20 minutes, it was gone. And, you know, and I've seen the same with the topical pain. And then you see the people who have epilepsy and, you know, and all that.
Right.
They've been obviously chronicled the stories of those. So there is some other benefits to it besides just the psychoactive
part. Recreational use. Yes, recreational use.
Yeah, the recreational use. Which California now, I mean, and part of the thing is that for me, I am a public company as well. So,
right, yeah.
You know, obviously, you know, for us, we only can do it in the states where it is, you know, legal, and only in the legal capacities, not doing anything that's outside of the scope of the law.
Right.
And,
no, absolutely.
And doing those things in a most, you know, positive way. You know, there's just so many different ways that you can go, but one needs to be, you know, adding to society instead of being a detriment.
That is absolutely correct. Mm-hmm. That is absolutely correct. That is absolutely correct. Well, I was just Ellen. Go ahead, Shreve. I'm gonna let you jump on that one. You know that one.
No, I'm just saying we've been having some very, very interesting radio shows. I mean, we have shows where it just becomes a spiritual night. We have shows when all of a sudden people are giving words of wisdom, and then this comes right along. You want to let your hair down? Bam.
Let's get high.
I think you created this. You pulled this. You called this into your energy.
I know.
See, that's why I said. I said we are not letting our hair down. No. And then you insist. So tell us a little bit more. You know, I'm just giving you a hard time about what specifically your company does. I mean, because I know there are different aspects. I mean, there are people who open up stores. There are people who just, you know, I have a friend who actually, she makes desserts that have alcohol in them. They're called spiked candies.
Right.
But then she moves into now she has the edibles. And I'm like, it's so many different aspects of it that a lot of people, you know, have no idea about. Sugar and Spice is the name of her company. Mm-hmm.
Understand. So we started a few years ago. We started Colorado trying to get into business when they went public. When they went legal, and you know, it's quite difficult because laws prohibit outsiders, and that's kind of been the thing. But hopefully in Washington, we did open two small dispensaries that did only CBD, which was the non-psychoactive, you know, cannabis. And they were successful, not really successful if you look at it, how recreational stores, you know, they're making about $15,000 each, one at Puyallup and one at Tacoma. And then in July of this year, they closed all of the stores that were medical stores, and they rolled everybody into recreational. But in 2014, we raised a lot of money as a public company, and then we bought into a supercritical CO2 extraction technology, which is really is to taking the waste that would normally be a waste, and then you convert it to oil, and you use it for all kinds of products, or topicals, which are salves you can put on any kind of pain or whatever, and tinctures that you squirt in your tongue for like the migraines or the post-traumatic, or it's just a delivery system. Or you can vape it and smoke it. Again, it has no psychoactives, and it doesn't, and some of them don't have Delta 9, so it's not like you're not going to be violating any laws, I mean, any rules for your job, because it doesn't have the stuff that'll throw you over the top as far as your failing drug tests. And then, you know, some you could put in into your bath for medicinal purpose for joints or whatever pain. Again, it has so many different, you know, basically it's different delivery systems of delivering the product to the patient. And our store sold a different that, and we sold also pens for vaping and an injection where you would put the oil that we use in all kinds of ways. I have a friend of mine, I just spoke to a friend the other day, fifth stage a cancer patient with prostate cancer, and they use the cannabis oil, and they use it like a suppository, and after 5 weeks was cancer free. So there's just so many benefits that one can get from cannabis. The difference is because it's a Schedule I drug, there's not been a lot of testing from real lab testing when you have double-blind studies or you use placebos or whatever to prove what it does. You know, most of the people who have produced products are basically hacks, but, you know, there's still, we all get some benefit from it. You know, you make it at home or you make it in some lab, but it's not, you know, creating a standardized test that you have across the country, everybody's main standard. That's not done yet. But ultimately it will, as it takes more hold, because, you know, a lot of the products are just being locked up because of their Schedule I drug.
Wow. That's really...
So is that how you let your hair down?
Yeah, he let his hair all the way down. His hair is down. He done got his hair down. He's braiding his hair right now.
I think the way that the most people can let their hair down is by buying some of your stock. I mean,
Preach.
I'm a public company guy, 20 years. I've done 14 different startups over these 14 years and raised about $36.5 million in all different kinds of companies. I've helped go public. I've raised the money for them. I've done the same thing that you've done, and it's just a miraculous thing for what you're doing. And it's even more miraculous to see people of color doing this, because in all the years that I've been doing this, it's been very, very few of us who have even made attempts to this, whereas this is where all the great wealth is made. You know, you look at the dollars has hit record numbers 17 times this year. And a lot of wealth is being done in the stock market, but we don't go there because we, for whatever reasons, we just don't understand. But the opportunities are immense, and great wealth is built in the market. I mean, a lot of folks, they're investing in stocks with their 401k, but they don't necessarily invest personally. And I think this is an opportunity that that a lot of folks should take advantage of, because it's a rarity to see what you're
really
doing at all.
It really is. It's very rare.
And back to what I said last time I was with you.
Go ahead.
So I was saying the last time I was before you, I said that the opportunity of being early in is the most significant time to be in any stock. It is the time that anybody who's invests, the greatest amount of wealth is made in the early investors and not those who, once the stock's been mature 5-6 years down the road, where the growth is going to be 10-15% a year, where now you can have 2-500% growth early on, where you may not see those later.
Yeah, that is 100% correct. You have to get in early. And that's what we've been telling people. Even in our case, you're getting in before we begin trading. We will begin trading, PL. It's going to be amazing. And people have a chance to be a part of that now. And we have just been, you know, just really just pushing the word out there. Hey, become a part of this. Be a part of this. And people are really embracing it.
And the significant thing, Go ahead.
I'm going to let you finish. I'm going to ask you a question.
No, I was going to say that I have about 6 people that I have, you know, turned on that they'll be buying the stock probably before the end of the year and or early next year for sure. And if I can get even more folks, I'm going to say the same. I would recommend the opportunity only because, I mean, like I said even last time, just on general principle, just because, you know, here you are, an African-American, you know, anybody that's non-white that are attempting to do this, it's just so rare. And then having a significant project, not having a fluff project, having something that's substantial, I just think that the opportunity to invest and being a part of is something you can tell your kids. And I think that a lot of people should be giving them away for Christmas presents as well. I just think that the opportunity is just tremendous.
And I agree with you. I 100% agree with you, and you'll find no argument with me on that. But what do you think of this? And I'm just throwing it out because these are some of the things that we've been thinking about as a company, by and large. And more so because now we've been getting like the really large investors who have been coming in really just like, you know, like right now we have one investor who we are closing out and they're investing $5 million. My thing is, no, I know it's awesome. My thing is, though, based on your experience, should the company push more for the larger investors, or should the company, just your experience, still give the opportunity to the smaller investors as well? What's your thoughts on that?
So I did two offerings just like yours. I told you I started at 25 cents. We did both, one at 25 and one at 50. And you know what happened is we started out, and I think we raised the first $1 million with 325 investors, and I think the next one was like maybe 400. And we started out, and just like, you know, a lot of small investors, and towards the end, you know, we had one guy, I remember when he wrote me a check for $100,000, I almost fell down. I just thought, wow. He came back later and he put another $100,000, and then he came back later and put another $100,000, and he came back and put another $60,000. So he put about $360,000 as one person for our invest, and we did back of Reg D 504 was only a $1 million offering. But,
wow.
You know, as long as you have, I mean, I you know, you have a mix. I think that the biggest thing that you want is that you want to have a lot of folks because, you know, you don't want people having such overwhelming power to dictate, you know, what you do and how you do. I think that you're having by numbers, that's a good thing because, you know, you'd rather have money from 1,000 people than money from two because two people will cause you a lot of grief, whereas 1,000, they don't really have the ability to dictate what you do every day. But again, your goal is to make everybody happy, and that's what your real goal. But I think at the end of the day, your real goal is to get the money. And if you get the money, you know, you're able to execute your business plan. And if you're able to execute your business plan, you know, everybody's happy, whether they put in, you know, $10 or $5 million, they're both will be happy. You know, at the end of the day, you know, you want to be able to have the capital to be able to do all the great things that you want to do.
Correct.
You know, I mean, if you look at the projects I've done, like I said, I raised $36 million, but a lot of times I raise the money for these folks, and a lot of them were limited at $1 million. Some of these projects that I've done, and my oil company, we raised over a course of 10 years, we raised like $15 million, but we did great things. So you know, as long as you do the great things, everybody's happy, whether they put in a little or a lot.
Correct. But do you find now, and I'm just asking because we're getting a lot of interest, and then I'm just really saying this, do you find that the smaller investor guys are, and I don't want to use the word fortunate, but the only word I can say is are most fortunate to be a part of something like this and have this opportunity. Do you find that to be a true statement? Because of what your larger guys do come in and typically do to companies.
You're exactly right. The opportunity, I think for us, and I think for us, again, as an African-American oil company, we were one of the first publicly traded African-American oil companies at the time, for us, we felt more rewarding about the smaller people, even though the smaller people will wear you out because, you know, they put in, $200 or $500, and they're calling and they're burning up a lot of time with your investor relations person because they don't really know. the larger investors won't call as much.
Please
But that is a fact, right? I'm not telling you
that
a lie,
a
am I not?
That is a fact. But you
get the smaller investors will burn more time because they're curious and wanting, you know, and I think that the difference is seasoned investors, those who are what we call the accredited investors, they typically know that there's a long horizon. And if you look at the horizon, this is not a good get-rich-quick-stink scheme by any means.
It is not.
You know, if you went and bought stock in Microsoft, I remember in the early days of Microsoft, that stock split 3, 4, 5 times. And, you know, people who bought the stock, you buy the stock for the long haul. And if people buy stock in Punch TV, I think for me, I'm looking at 3, 4 years where it could be because I think
that's right.
You look at the long horizon, then it'd be beneficial that a lot of smaller people get some benefit, and they could, you know, you could frame it and put it on your wall until you're ready to redeem it. But I'm just saying that I think that the smaller investors were the most rewarding that we saw, because especially at the end, I think I told you the one we raised at first, we almost had exclusively all non-white investors, and then the last we were closing out our offering for $1 million. I spoke to someone and said, hey, you know, most of the people were non-black, and then they came in, and a group came in, had a little investment club, and they came in and like 25 people at the last minute, and those people were so rewarded. When again, I said we went out of 25 cents, and a year and a half later, we were still at $1.75. So someone put in $200, you know, they're you know, seven times more money that they had, $1,400 that they had from a $200 investment. So, you know, that was kind of rewarding for those people who first time out. And I think that's another thing about the smaller investment. I think you enter them into this whole realm, and then you feel rewarded that they got a chance to dip their feet into this business.
That's right. That's right.
And that's the rewarding part, I think, that you get from the smaller ones. Well, the sophisticated, they already know. They know the drill. You know.
They know the drill.
Wow. Well, Anthony, thank you for joining us again in the Punch Bowl. I think we might have to have you as a regular guest on the show. Every time you join us in the Punch Bowl, we get a lot of pertinent information. So thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me. It's been a really rewarding, about a lot of fun as well.
Okay, we are going to stop for another brief commercial break, and we will be right back.
Thank you.
CEO Joseph Collins and Punch TV Studios have been broadcasting for the last 8 years, and for the last 2 years, Punch TV Studios has been producing TV shows and movies for license to major studios and TV networks all over the world. You can purchase your IPO stocks today for only $1 per share as they near their fourth quarter deadline. You could be a part of history as Punch TV Studios vies to be the first African-American owned company on the New York Stock Exchange. Join the Punch TV movement and be part owner for only $1 per share. That's $1 per share. Don't delay, because there is a limited amount of stock for a limited amount of time. So call them today at 310-419-5914. 310-419-5914. That's 310-419-5914. For more information, you can visit them online at punchtvstudios.com. That's punchtvstudios.com.
As a filmmaker, you're brimming with ideas. But do you need help bringing your ideas to life? That's where Punch TV Studios comes in. We offer independent filmmakers a place to call home, as well as practical help, advice, resources, support, and most importantly, funding. Join the filmmakers group at Nabuki.com and network with industry professionals. Do you, Nabuki?
Do you Nabuki?
Well, it's always good to meet you, to have.
Yeah, how you feel? You let your hair down now. Now you're a Rastaman.
Yeah, I'm a Rastaman, man. Do you not see that, man? I'm from Jamaica, man.
See, that's why I said at the beginning this is not a good idea.
I got 13 jobs for that at Jamaica, man. So who's next in the Punch Bowl tonight?
Well, I'm kind of nervous since this is let your hair down night and you're not on your best behavior. But I'm going to go ahead, and we're going to bring another special guest into the Punch Bowl. We have the honor of having Ms. Lindsay Carnett. Are you with us tonight, Lindsay?
Yes, I am. Thanks so much for having me.
You are so welcome. Thank you for joining us. Are you ready to let your hair down?
Yep, my hair is down.
What brings you into the Punch Bowl tonight?
Well, I think that we have a lot of new trends going on in marketing, and I'm just here to be a resource. And really talk about the entrepreneurial journey. So have at me.
Okay. So you talk about marketing, but you're the marketing maven. Is that correct?
Yeah, maven means expert in Yiddish, and I always get asked, are you from the tribe? And no, I'm not from the Jewish tribe. I'm from the Cherokee Indian tribe.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're the Cherokee Indian marketing maven. That's
yeah,
a mouthful.
Yeah, exactly. Yes.
So what do you think are some of the latest trends that the average person doesn't know?
Well, I was just at dinner. I'm part of the Women Presidents Organization, and we had a dinner last night, and we were sitting around the table, and the leader of our group confessed to buying Michael Kors handbags via a text message that she got on her cell phone, and the result was a reply in Chinese, and she said, uh-oh, I think I've been scammed. And then another woman at our table said, oh, you bought those too? I bought them off of my phone. So these professional women are, looking at text messages, making purchases, and they wound up getting knockoff handbags in the mail. So I think some of these text message campaigns are kind of interesting to look at. We actually have a client that is doing text message marketing, but, you know, they're not selling knockoff handbags. And this is working really well for a lot of companies. So the mobile marketing as well as, this year, e-commerce exceeded retail during the Black Friday holiday. So I think that's a big deal in terms of people moving online to make purchases.
Now, how
so they got back from China.
Uh-huh.
Go ahead. So I was just going to say, how do you do a text message campaign? Like, how does that work? So I'm interested in that myself.
Yeah, so for example,
like, how do you get
you
the numbers? That's what I want to know. How do you get the phone numbers to do a text messaging campaign?
Because people are running television commercials. So say that there's a television commercial and it has today in it. So text skinny to today, and then you text the word skinny, and then you get a weight loss ad, for example, on your phone, and there's an offer, and you click on it. So it's really, you have to take the action, so you are essentially opting in. I think there are a lot of rules that exist for cell phone numbers to be used and how they can be used. But if you opt in, you can market to people legitimately through their cell phones.
Wow. Mm-hmm. So let me say, I have 5 television stations. And so you're saying I can put on my television stations, buy stock, text buy stock to something.
Or invest. Like
invest today.
So it's invest today.
But how would they know, how would that message come to us? Like, that's what I'm confused on.
It's automatic. So this is automated marketing. So, for example, if you have on your TV stations, you have a commercial, and it says, are you interested in investing? Text invest to today. So you type in today on your phone, and then you type in invest, and then you get your ads. And then somebody can click on it, and you can do lead generation marketing, and you can do direct sales.
Wow. Okay. Now you know you got me. Help me with this, because I'm really trying to get this. How do I get today? How does today come to me? Because I don't own the word today.
Yeah, that would be, you would go through my client to get that word.
Oh,
or
okay.
They have
okay,
a few
see,
different
see,
words. So, yeah, I mean, people who don't have a special word, you've seen some TV commercials that will say text 555 and send it to this number. And
right,
it's harder
right.
for people to remember that. But if people remember like invest today or skinny today or, you know, beauty today or whatever that is, it's a lot easier to remember. And then you get a better click through and better actions that way.
That's powerful.
Yeah.
That's powerful. And you're noticing more people are doing that.
Absolutely. I mean, just in terms of the propensity for consumers to purchase through mobile, it's increased dramatically. One of our largest clients is Baby Trend. It's a car seat and stroller company. So we are looking at the moms that are on mobile phones taking action and making purchases, and it's increased dramatically over the last 5 years. And this is, you know, looking at really going from desktop to mobile to feeling completely comfortable making purchases from the mobile phone.
Wow. That's powerful. So your friends got this email from Michael, from this Chinese thing, which was from Michael Kors, to buy a Michael Kors course. So they got a text, and then they clicked on the link to the text back to where you make the purchase at. Is that how that would look?
Yeah,
oh,
that's
powerful.
How they did it. But they don't know how that company got their cell phone number. So that's different than what I was just talking about in terms of the commercial. But these are, you know, women in their 50s and 60s that are making purchases from their cell phones. So anybody who says, oh, it's only the millennials who purchase from their cell phone is completely wrong.
It's only what?
Anybody who says only millennials purchase from their cell phone is completely wrong.
Completely wrong. Okay, I see. Yes, I agree with you on that one. That one I agree with.
Yeah.
I am. Now, what makes you and your client so different than any other person that you can go to use this kind of service? Because of the word he has or they have or whatever?
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty cool. If you were to do a demo, like they have a Dunkin' Donuts demo, and you can literally have I think you text a donut to today, and then you can have a scratch off, and you on your cell phone you scratch with your finger, and you can redeem a coupon. And so there's a coupon, and then you could take it in store, or you could buy something online. So it actually scans. So, like, Starbucks could do it or any major retailer could do it. So you get its direct attribution to whatever that campaign was.
That is cool.
Yeah.
So do you see that as the fastest-growing marketing trend?
Well, the fastest-growing marketing trend is the use of video content. So video is now huge. I mean, obviously on YouTube, but also Vimeo is rolling out different platforms. I just went golfing with somebody from Vimeo, and I mean, you have Instagram that primarily was focused on photos that has now transitioned to video. You have Facebook that was primarily comments, which then graduated up to images, which then graduated up to video. So everything's going to video, and we actually just wrote a white paper called Return on Attention Span, and this is about the American's attention span being shorter than that of a goldfish. So consumers
need
bite-sized...
How long is a goldfish's attention span?
Attention span.
It's 9 seconds.
The attention span of a goldfish. God, not at all.
Yep, it's less than 10 seconds, you guys. Like, I mean, can you believe that? Less than 10 seconds. Everybody used to say, like, hey, what's your elevator pitch? Or, hey, can you do a 2-minute commercial? Well, now you have to do a ad on Instagram in less than 10 seconds.
Faster than a goldfish's attention span. Okay. Now that tells us our marketing. And we have to catch them before the goldfish gets distracted.
Before the goldfish dies.
No, we're killing off goldfish. We're really letting our hair down tonight. This is fantastic.
You
so,
have the attention span of a goldfish. I like that.
Yeah.
I'm going to use that, too. I'm going to use that. That's a good one. I like that.
Yes.
That's something like what my mama used to say. You got the sense that God gave a lizard, and that ain't none. Now you got the attention span of a goldfish.
Exactly.
You know, I'm just thinking, you know, it actually has more questions than it answers. I'm like, who actually figured out the goldfish's attention span? And how they know that were they distracted? Maybe they just had something else to do. I don't know. So I'm still wondering. So back to you, marketing maven. I know. You know, how do they know all these things when they come up with these studies? So marketing maven.
Maybe the goldfish was on Twitter. Maybe the goldfish was on the bookie and he didn't feel like being bothered, you know.
They're studying everything these days. I have another client that just launched a mobile platform to test your motility of your sperm at home to see if you're fertile as a male. Home diagnostic.
I ain't touching that one. That one I'm not touching.
It's true. It was
huge.
A pause. It was silent. I'm reserving. I don't even know about that one. That sounds like someone has way too much time on their hands. But I mean, just way too much time.
I want
to
download this app so I could test your sperm.
While you're at home,
I want you to test your sperm because you're at home.
FDA cleared.
Mm-hmm. And it's FDA cleared.
FDA.
Download this app. That's the sperm app.
Well, you can get the cannabis, but you can get the FDA cleared sperm monitor.
Exactly.
See, I think we're letting our hair down tonight. That's why I try not to let my hair down. I'm afraid of what I might say.
So.
Wow.
Okay, you
so
got
marketing
me on that.
Marketing
maven. You got to market. That is so freaking cool. I'm telling you, that is freaking cool. That is freaking
cool.
Technology, people are using their phones for everything.
Tell us more about what other clients you have with interesting products and services.
We're representing the Travel and Adventure Show. That's in L.A., and we're doing the one in San Francisco. That's coming up. You can definitely interview some interesting people there. We're talking about last year we had Rick Steves, you know, the guy who goes to Europe and does all the tours. So that was an interesting one. A lot of the As Seen on TV products, so – like the star showers, you know, Christmas time, everybody has the lights on their houses and the lights that are pointing towards you. Yep, they're selling tons of those products, tons of them. Also the Snuggie Tails, too. So, you know, remember the Snuggie?
Yeah, I love the Snuggie. I had the Snuggie.
I never heard of
it. So
the
now
Snuggie.
There's Snuggie Tails. So
you
there's
never
one
heard
for
of
your
Snuggie?
Kids.
I never heard of the Snuggie, no.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my God. How can you
I never
not?
Got a
no, this is a true story. When I worked in the call centers are known for being cold.
I need a little Snuggie.
Okay, look.
Snuggie.
Focus. When it was so cold that
I'm
everyone in the office
had
these little, you let your hair down and this is what happens. So everybody has these little blankets. And I would wear my Snuggie because with the Snuggie, you could have your arms out and I could type and I could still work while I was wrapped up in
yep.
this blanket. So the Snuggie worked for me.
So the
Snuggie
Tails are for kids. So they have a mermaid tail. There's a shark one. There's one that looks like a clownfish. There's all sorts of Snuggie Tails. They're very, very cute.
Oh, I want a Snuggie Tail, Mr. Collins.
I want a Snuggie Tail, too.
Well, fortunately,
you know
it made the mermaid one in adult sizes.
That's a whole different show. I'm sorry, we're
so
listening
to
you, Lindsay.
The pink mermaid or the blue mermaid?
The pink mermaid.
All right.
Okay,
I can send you an adult one.
Okay.
That's right. I want one. I love those for real. Seriously. I mean, you could just
cuddle
up.
Yeah, seriously. I can ship you one.
Yeah, seriously. I like to have one of those too, actually.
You want the pink mermaid or the blue mermaid?
He wants the pink one.
I want the blue. I don't want pink. I totally want blue. But
you'll be a merman.
That's what I'm a merman. I'll take the
merman
outfit. Mm hmm. I can dress up as a merman. I will save it, and I will dress as a merman. So how
okay,
do
what happens
you?
When you let your hair down?
I told you this was Let Your Hair Down night, and people were letting their hair down tonight. We done got high. Now we got smothered.
We didn't get high. That's a record show. We did not.
We didn't get high, but we had high potential. So that was cool. And then we've got the Snuggies, and then we've got an app that will test your sperm count. That's just a lot.
We're adding, though, you know, because we can add this to the list of the therapists who beat men. So
and
now we
have
the
this to
app.
The therapists who beat men. We've been with the therapists that beat men. So we've had the therapists that beat men on. So, yes. Well, now we've added to the pot. So how can people find you to use your services and work with you, or you work with them, or you snuggle
sure.
up to them, or something like that?
Our website is marketingmaven, M-A-V, like Victor, E-N.com, marketingmaven.com.
Is there a phone number or just your
Yeah, our phone number is 310-994-7380.
Now, how do you go about finding clients? How do you do that?
We go to different trade shows of different industries that we're interested in. So, for example, there's one show coming up that's about drones. There's another one that's coming up about virtual reality. So we're looking for emerging trends, and we consider ourselves spirited trailblazers who get it done. And we're interested in working with companies that are also spirited trailblazers. We just got a entrepreneur 360 status, meaning that we're one of the most entrepreneurial companies in America. So we're looking to work with other entrepreneurial companies.
What do you think of the Punch TV Studios IPO?
I think it's very entrepreneurial. I mean, I wasn't aware of it before, and I've been listening and following it. So I think that you're doing a good job with your videos. Again, like on your website and on your Facebook, you have the videos there. I think it's a good use of video because that's what people care about.
We also have them on
video.
Nabuki. We got to drop in Nabuki. We also have them on Nabuki. And
yeah,
so you can go to Nabuki.com. Nabuki, Nabuki.com. You can go to Nabuki. You
can
post
okay, so can we get the marketing maven to Nabuki?
Yeah, we need to get the marketing maven. The
answer the marketing questions over there on Nabuki.
Yeah, we need the marketing maven on Nabuki with her apps and her snuggles. I have enjoyed.
Do not let your hair down.
This has been an awesome show. This has been just like completely awesome. And how would you help a small business? Like, what would you go into a small business and help them do first? Like, what's your thing? We got about a minute.
Yes.
What would you do to help a small business?
It depends if they're business to business or business to consumer and the strategy changes. But if they can generate sales via their website, then we would drive sales to their website. Social media marketing, traditional PR, and some social advertising is traditionally a good mix, along with some content marketing and thought leadership.
Wow,
what's
thought leadership? What is that? What's thought leadership?
I didn't want to ask.
It's,
I was scared.
I'm going to ask. I just got to know.
It's
what
the people that have articles on LinkedIn and the people that have white papers that are downloadable to get leads. It's the people that speak at conferences. It's the people that people know them as an industry leader. So you're the go-to person in your sector.
Oh, nice. Now, what's a white paper? Because I just want to know. Because I mean, I never heard it called that before. But I just want to make sure I know what I'm saying is correct. What exactly
it's
is a white paper?
It's like an abbreviated research paper. So
okay.
It's not a 12-page paper. It maybe is like a 3 to 4-page paper, and it's really you can get a lot of educational value out of it, but it is not so long that you would never read it. But you do have to have longer than the attention of a goldfish to read it.
That's why I usually don't read them right there. That's me. Just counting me out right there. My attention span is not even longer than a frog. I don't even know what that means.
Your attention span is not longer than a goldfish? I think you're You know, your attention span is supposed to be longer than a goldfish.
The goldfish, I think, was about 10 seconds. I put the frog at about 2 seconds.
For 2 seconds? So that's pretty
cool. I don't
even
have frog attention span.
Well, luckily you have punch. You have the attention span of punch. So you do have that. Okay. You have that going
that's
for
right.
you. You have the attention span of punch.
That's right. I gave you 1 hour.
Yeah, right. In 1 hour, and I think that's longer than a goldfish. So she just said that people don't have the attention span of Dory. You know who Dory is from Finding Nemo.
Yes.
The attention span of Dory from Finding Nemo. Yeah, just like, oh, who am I? Oh, what? You know, so
keep on swimming.
That's right. Keep on swimming. I want to thank all of our guests and all of our listeners on tonight's show. Tonight's been completely awesome show. We want to tell everybody, visit our website at punchtvstudios.com. That's punchtvstudios.com, where you can learn about becoming a stockholder in Punch TV Network, in Punch TV Studios. We're growing an amazing media company together, and you could be a part of that company. Share the word, spread the word to your friends and family, and let everybody know that they can become a part owner of Punch TV. Be sure to visit Nabuki.com. Share your social life on Nabuki. Post your pictures, post your videos. Nabuki. It's incredibly awesome. So you should Nabuki. I think everyone should Nabuki. And again, visit our website, PunchTVStudios.com. We want to thank our guests. We want to thank our producer. And we'll see you at the same Punch TV time on this same Punch TV channel tomorrow night, 6 o'clock.
Thanks for listening to Changing the Conversation with Punch TV Studios. Join us 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Friday as we continue to change the conversation in contemporary media. Visit our website at www.punchtvstudios.com today to become a part owner at $1 per share.